Learning Masech, the Sugya Daf Yevezim and Beis. The Gemara here is finishing up the Sugya of Gzeris Eiser, of Gzeris Chavila. We're going to start from the beginning of the Sugya after the Mishnah Daf Yevezim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Chavila Kash, Chavila Eitzer, Chavila Jodim, Emes Sachich Amen. And the Gemara brings Omer and Yankov, Shamis Mineidur Rabbi Yechanan Tarti. I heard two explanations from Rabbi Yechanan about two different Mishnahs. Have this mission that says that you can't be Masach L'chavilos. Have another mission that says that if you dig into a haystack to make a sukkah, it doesn't become a sukkah. And in one of these missions he explained Al Gzeiris Eitzer, and the other one he explains Al Tassav Leiman Asi. And I don't know which is which. And Gzeiris Eitzer, like the Ritva explains, is a Gzeir of Tassav Leiman Asi. So one of them is the derisa of Tassav Leiman Asi, and one of them is a gzeira of Tassav Leiman Asi. And I don't know which is which. And the Gemara's mevur, what was his shayla? His shayla wasn't when is something aser mideraisa, when is something only aser as gzeira. That he knew. That we know when something's aser mideraisa and when something's only aser as gzeira. If it was originally made not b'teiris sukkah, that's a psul derisa of Tassav Leiman Asi. If it was made b'teiris sukkah, and there's some gzeira, that's gzeira seitzer. But each Mishnah, you could say in one of two cases. Our Mishnah of Chavila Kash, you could say it's talking about the using the Chavila Kash metchila l'shem tzel, l'shem schach. And in that case, the psul will be on gzeira chavila. Or you could say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you put it deli avish. And when you put it deli avish, so then the issus on gzeira seitzer. Similarly in Chayte Begadish, the case that a Mishnah could be that you were chayte begadish, lasis leisukah, and that's pasul mideraisa. Or the case could be where the taka is only of psul derabanan, like we'll see. And lemaschanu umedayik, that since this Mishnah says a lashon of ein mesach, and then that's a lashon of derabanan. Since that Mishnah says a lashon of ein nesukah, that's a lashon of deraisa. Now it's mavur in Rashi, it wasn't only a shailam, a shmoy is darshan, what is a pshan of the Mishnah? It was a shailam lahalacha. That if we're going to say that the Mishnah is Al Gzeira, so that means that there is a Gzeira. But if you'll say the Mishnah is Al Tassav Leiman Asi, then we have no Makar that there is a Gzeira. And that applies both to our Mishnah and to the Mishnah of Chaytid Begadish. So in our Mishnah, it's very clear what are the two cases, like we said. The case where you put it there originally Liavish is a case where it's Deraisa. The case where you put it there Litzel, and it's a gzeira that maybe you'll use something you put liavish, that's the case of gzeira seitzer. If our Mishnah were to mean Tassav Leiman Asi, and it would be the case where you put it there liavish, then there is no gzeira seitzer. Then we don't have a makar to gzeira seitzer. And you'd be allowed to misachach with chavila, providing you put it there litzel. Now what about the chaytid begadish? What are the two cases? So the case of chaytid begadish is still deraisa is very clear. You went to the Gadish and you carved it out and you didn't make a si in the schach. So it's Tassav Leiman Asi. And what's the case of Gzeira? So there, Rashi and the Ritva have two pshatim. Rashi's pshat is the case of the Gzeira is where you were chayted the Gadish taka, and then afterwards you picked up the hay and you put it back down. You were menanea. You were menanea the schach, and now it's no longer Tassav Leiman Asi. So if chaytid begadish would mean the case of gzeira, so that case would be possible as gzeira. But since chaytid begadish is deraisa, so now that other case, Rashi says the case is by nanea, you don't have a gzeira. Why taka don't you have the gzeira? So Rashi explains, and this is the story of the Gemara later, Lagami Nisarim, that since you went to a mesakinit, when you were chaytid begadish, you realized it was possible, and you were menanea, so now we don't have to be geyser anymore. If we allow you, by chavila, to sit on the schach that you put there, the shein tzel, maybe you'll also sit under the schach you put there, liavish, you won't chab the chilek. But if, when you were chaytid begadish, you remembered to go and be menanea, now to be geyser, we see that you know the halacha, there's no makam to be geyser. Now the Ritva also learns the same Gemara the way Rashi learns, that the Shaila was, is our Mishnah Midaraisa and there is no Gzeira Bechavila? Or is our Mishnah Darabana and there is a Gzeira Bechavila? And so too by Chayit B'Gadish, if it's Neraisa, there is no Gzeir. But what's the case that could be a Gzeir? That the Ritvah is a little different than Rashi. The Ritvah says, like the Gemara says in after Zayin and Aleph, by Chayit B'Gadish, if there already was a Chalal Tefach U'Meshach Shiva, so then you'll have to be Chayit B'Gadish. So that we'd have a half a minute that maybe you'd be Gezer. Maybe you'd be Gezer someone who was Chayit B'Gadish when there was a Tefach U'Meshach Shiva, or to someone who's Chayit B'Gadish when there's no Tefach U'Meshach Shiva. And that the Gemara says is no Gzeira. And the Ritvah is bothered. Why is it Taka no Gzeira? And the Rabbi Huda later that says by Nisarim there's no Gzeira Stikra. Why Taka not? Why are we Gezer Gzeira's Eitzer? Not to use something which appears to be Tasavim and Asay by Eitzer, because maybe he'll Taka use something that he put Liyavish that will be Tasavim and Asay. Why don't you say the same Gzeira by Gadish? Where if it was already a tefach m'meshach shiva, still you can't tell that. So maybe you shouldn't be allowed them to use a gadish that was tefach m'meshach shiva. Zeira, they might have a chaytid begadish. Or maybe you shouldn't allow someone to use nisarim. Zeira, they might have a roof that was there before l'shem dais, and that would also be tasav lemin asay. So zakti ritvah, it's because it's not shkeich. The Ranos says this. It's not shkeich that someone will have a house that has a roof without a maziva and use it for a sukkah. And it's not shkiach that someone will carve out a gadish in a permissible way or in an unpermissible way. It's not shkiach. But the chavilim you put the liyavish is more shkiach, that's all the guys say. That's the sukkah. Had a kasha, I think the Pnei Yeshua is asking the kasha, l'chayr is more of a raya l'chayr than am mishnah is gzeris eitzer. The Gemara's raya was because amos sachem and is losh in their abanan and amos sukkah is their eisa. Chayr typically also, when you say you cannot use chavilas for schach, you never said it's only in the case where you put it up liyavish. It sounds like you can never use chavilas for schach. But by the chaytet begadish, it doesn't say godish chatuta ein esukah or ein esachimba. It says a chaytet begadish. Clearly, you did it in a way which is the problem of tasselim and asli. Vashen chavila eitz and ein esachimim doesn't sound like you did it liyavish. Yeah, it's very chayim says. Al Kaponim, there's a shmuz in the Rishayim about a few halachas. The Mishnah says a matiran kasheres. You have the chavilim and you untie them and the kasher. What's the chiddush? The Ran says the chiddush is that you don't say tasalim and asli. In other words, if you would put a chavilas there, the shame liyavish, and it would be a problem of that it's not a sukkah b'chlal, so it could be a tiran wouldn't work, like we'll see. Pashas the tiran doesn't work. That's what the Ran names on. Because it's tasav leiman asli. So maybe since at the time you put it on the schach it was a chavila, and afterwards you made it ice chavila, maybe it should be tasav leiman asli. Just like mechuber, which you cut it some, we don't say ksisos and ziyas yasin, and it's tasav leiman asli. So the Ran says, but since it's only asli because of exeir de chavila, so once you untie them, it's not michlef. Because people do not dry it out when it's untied. So the chay, what he means is that it's not possible schach. When you have it ba'ofen that people might think it was the liyavish, you have gzeira. When you have it hetira, so now no one thinks it's liyavish, you don't have gzeira. But it's not possible schach. You don't say tasav loyim and asay. The Malchai brings the Rebbeinu Tam. He says Rebbeinu Tam, I know lahazes b'mkaymai imsichach b'chavilas etzem b'chavila rava b'hitra chavila mikaydem. Sounds Rebbeinu Tam occasionally would pick up a bundle and put it on the sukkah, and then untie it. But he was naik to afterwards, lahazaz mim kaimai, to do nanua, that it shouldn't be a problem of tassel and asli. The Aguda also brings that lashon. And that sounds like that if you're not hit to mitchila, you need hatar is not enough, you also need nanua. Now in the Bach, he reads ice, Mechari, the Mishnah says not the way. The Mishnah is called Shatir and Ksheris. So why was Rebbeinu Tam naik lahazaz hachavila? So the Bach, it's not a raya. The other Mishnah also says him katzitzan ksheir, and the Gemara says it's sarach l'naneya. So maybe he also have a kulin shetir ksheiris, and still he need nanua. The Bach Taker brings us in Siman Tafresh Chavtes, and he says roi lahach mekavasei. The Bach is the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you don't need. So this is one issue. By the case of ksheiris chavila, if you put it up as a chavila and you untied it, the Pashas and Mishnah sounds like it's already good the way it is. You don't have to do anything more. And the Ran explains because even though when you put it up it was possible, but that's only a gzeira. So So it's not considered pasul asnach. Kol kamen is no gzeir anymore, it's kosher. But we do have a shita, the marthai and that good, to bring their bein etam, that no, that is a problem with tash salim and asa, even by gzeiris chavila, and therefore you need hatara and also nanua. Now that's all when you put it up, l'sichach. What about if you taka put it liyavish? What's it then in that case? How would you make the sukkah kosher? You went with chavila salak seifai and you put it on top of your sukkah liyavish and you said, hey, let's use it as a sukkah. You asked the Rav, could you use it as a sukkah? He says, no. What could you do to make this into a kosher sukkah? There are three shittas in the Paiskim. The Bach and the Magen Avraham hold, you need both. You need Hatara and Nanua. You need Nanua, because without Nanua, it's Tasav Loim and Asli. When you talk about it daily, Avish, that's Tasav Loim and Asli. The only way to take care of Tasav Loim and Asli is by Menanea, just like we had, we have it all over, just like we have by Mechuber, where by Katzitzin you need Nanua, and by Chaydid Begadish, like Rashi says, you need Nanua. Here also you put it the liyavish, you need nanua. But besides for nanua, you also need atara. Because there's a gzeiris chavila. It happens to be a chavila. So if you just do nanua, you still have a gzeiris chavila. So if you don't do nanua, it's pasul midaraisa, that's tasav leim and asli. But if you only do nanua, it's still pasul midarabanan of gzeiris chavila. So that's why you need both nanua and hatara. Now the Ran brings the shita, then you need nanua taka, otherwise it would be tasav leim and asli, but you don't need natara. If you have nanua, you don't need natara. Because the Ran says like this, he says, even though l'chayr is a pala, it's a chavila, why would the absil derabanan zak the Ran? Because since you mechazer alel levat lelek lemig zeshem yeshu besukhish atikra achares of liyavish. Kain what Rashi says b'chaytid b'gadish. When you use a chavila, so we're afraid you're using a chavila for schach, maybe you'll also use the chavila when you put it up liyavish. You don't know, you're not sophisticated to know there's a chilah between the schach and liyavish. Anytime you want to use a chavila l'schach, with geyser, don't do it, because you're not using a chavila that you're doing liyavish. But if you talk out a chavila de liyavish, and you're menaneah, so you see, you know that halach you have to menaneah. So now we're going to be geyser, you might use a chavila liyavish. You know that you need nanua. So Mela, the same thing, when you put it there, liyavish, and you did nanua, that's good enough. And the Rai is from the Sarim. The Gemara later by the Sarim, Mamash says that Svarim, La Alocha, that you're not allowed to use the Sarim for Skach, but if you had a Tikra She'en Alea Maziva, and you went, and you were Mefakfek, you went to Menanea the Sarim, now it's Kasher. Because you can't use the tikra, you can't use the sarim because we're afraid you might use the tikra. But if you had a tikra and you were mefakfik it, so you know the halacha. So we're not going to say, that's what the Ran says. The Bach is mechalik, but the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Ran. Shulchan Aruch says, emsich b'chavila v'tirik sheira, kevin shein surel mishim gzeir. That's what we said from the Ran, not like a Beinu Tam, right? That's the Pasha Stima Sapaiskim. That any time you mat the chavila, it's kosher. Av a chavila shel liyavish v'nimach alel l'sichach. But let's say the chavila you brought to dry milk, so you psula min atara, any niteres b'hatara, el etzricha nanua. It's not muta b'hatara, it needs nanua. Now he doesn't say el etzricha gam nanua. He says el etzricha nanua. It sounds like nanua itself is good enough. The Nesiv Chaim, who is the Karben Nesanel, he writes it both in the Nesiv Chaim and the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Karben Nesanel on the Rosh, that Avad Shulchan Aruch holds like the Ran, that Nanua alone is good enough. The Magen Avraham says no, El Eshricha Nanua means, he means besides for the Hatara. But those are so far two shittas by Nichol Yavish. The Bach and Magen Avraham that say, you need Nanua and Hatara, and the Ran brings an Ikam and the Omer, which could be the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that all you need is Nanua, you don't need Hatara. Now Taisus, the Ramas Lai Mesachem then, he says that even by Niach Liyavish, he has a kasha, how could the Gemara possibly think that the Mishnah could be talking about a Niach Liyavish where it's Psalmi Deraisa? Why is there Vikul Shatirin Ksheris? What happened to Tasavayim and Asi? And Taisa says, HaTorah works Ki'ilu it's Nanua. So Taisa holds, they attack a Nina Torah, but you don't need Nanua. And that's what the Torah also brings from Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mikar Kusha. Now I don't understand why. If you don't look, so why would that Torah work? But al kapanim, that's the shita. So one of the three shitas. Now, well, if you put it there, As a chavila, there, pashas, all you need is a tarah. There is a sheet that you need nanua also, but pashas, all you need is a tarah because it's the rabbanan. If you put it there, liyavish, so there is a sheet that you need both. You need nanua because of tasvim and also, and a tarah because of xeris chavila. There is a sheet that a tarah alone is good enough. For some reason, Hatara has the same din of Nanua Lagabi Tasav Loim and Asim. And there is a sheet that Nanua alone is good enough. Because that works for Tasav Loim and Asim. If Xeris Kavila, since you address the problem, so male there's no Xeris Kavila. Now the other sheet that Hatara alone not only addresses Xeris Kavila, but also addresses Tasav and Asim. We didn't understand exactly why. Now one more Nakuda on the Sugya. That Taisa Siyei Masachin says, you're not Geris L'chatchila. Because even the Eved doesn't work. It's a Psul D'Rabbanan. It's not a Vard of L'chatchila. The Ran also says it. He says, it's Mucham Gemara. I'm not exactly sure what his Hechrich is, but he says, Mucham the Gemara is a Psul. It's a Psul the Eved. But there is a sheet that's L'chatchila Al Kapanim. The Darke Mesha is Medayik that way in the Torah. That the Psul is L'chatchila. He puts it together with other Psul Eschach that's clearly L'chatchila. But Lamech said, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Beis Seisef and the Levush are both Seisim, that the Psul is B'dieved, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and he says, that's a Das of Taisus, the Ran and the Rambam. I'm just not sure where you saw it in the Rambam. The Rambam, L'chari, says exactly like the Mishnah, Misachim, Ev, Kol, Shetirim, Sheiris. However you learn the Mishnah, you can learn the Rambam. But he says, the Rambam and the Ran and Taisus all hold that way, and the Tur, he'd rather learn, would also agree, and his Miash of the Lush into the Tur to mean that it's a Psul even B'dieved. And now let's go back to the Gemara here says, Sikha Bechitzim Scharim is Ksheres, and Menekevis is Psul. The Scharim don't have a base kibul. You stick the Chetz into the metal. The Nekevis have a base kibul. You stick the metal into the Chetz. The Gemara says, Vescharim Shita, Mana Tema Ligs, Vescharim at the Nekevis. The Nekevis Psul of Shita. Mao the Tema, base kibul, Asim Lamalas Loishme kibul, Kamash Mulan. Since the base kibul is meant to be filled, Rashi says, filled permanently, la'olam. So then, a base kibul which is meant to be filled permanently, la'olam, shloilis, shoykin, aid, you would think is not a base kibul, kamash malan. So the Gemara sounds like a base kibul, asul maus, is called a base kibul, and it's makabal tuma. And Taisus discusses it, Taisus maskul maus, the tema. He brings a Rashi in Sanhedrin, that the way Rashi learns the Gemara, there's a machlekes ablaz in the Rabbanan, and according to the Rabbanan, a base kibul asul amalis is not a base kibul. So how does that Gemara stem with the Rabbanan? We don't pass it like Rabbi Lezer or Shmutihim. So Taisa says it's a deichik to say that base kibul asul amalis by the arrows are not really asul amalis permanently, because occasionally you do remove it from the iron, and that's why it's a base kibul. If it's permanently in and it never ever goes out, then it's taka. Not a base kibul, and it's not makabel tuma, but by the chitzim it occasionally goes out. He says that's a deichik. So the maskan of Taisa sounds like it is a base kibul. He doesn't explain exactly how he learns the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Rash talks about it's mitzayin, the Rash and Kalim, perichavav mishnah base. It also seems to say that a base kibul asul lamalas lamaskana is called a base kibul. That's why chitzim the kavis of sula. The on the side the Maseris Hashas from Abishai Pik. He asks a kasha because the Gemara in Shabbos Nafnim Beis and Beis brings a case of a ring which is eitz, and the chaysim is matechas. And the Gemara shaylas, what's called the ring? Is the ring called? Is such a ring called a kli eitz or a kli matechas? If it's a kli eitz, it won't be makabel tuma because it's pshut the kli eitz. So Frek Taisus, what do you mean? The ring has a meisha for the chaysim. You have a ring that's almeg, that's eitz, and it has a chaysim that's matechas. Why is the ring called the pshut the kli eitz? Why isn't the ring called a makabel? Because makabel the chaysim. So Taisus says it's a base kibul asul amalis. So you see from that Gemara, and from the way Taisus learns that Gemara, that by the ring, the base kibul asul amalis is not called a base kibul. Not like the maskana of Taisus here, by the chitzim the kevis that it is. Now, the Edison, it's rare in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah Perkei Halacha says, Sikha b'chitzim skarim ksheir b'ne kevis psula. Afal pishu asul lamalas mebarzel beis kibulhu umakabel tuma kachol kli kibul. So the Rambam clearly says pshat in our in Hilchos Sukkah, pshat in our Gemara, it is a beis kibul and it is makabel tuma, like it says in our sugya in Hilchos Kalim. The Rambam says beis and it's per Hilchos Kalim perik beis lachigimul beis kibul asul lamalas ain't a beis kibul. And then we also says that in Perek Dal Alach Gimel and Kalim, and the one who first asks his kasha is the Rashba. The Rashba in Chuvas, Simon Kuf Tzadikei, it's also in Chuvas, Michasas L'Ramban, Simon Reish Tezvam, asks his kasha. So we have this problem. And our sugyas mavur, by Chitzim the Kevais, that a base kibbul asil l'malais is called a base kibbul, and that's why it's possible for Skach. But we have a Gemara in Shamis Nafnan Beis, by the ring, Taisus learns up the Gemara that the base kibbul asil l'malais is not a base kibbul. Same kasha with the Rambam. In Hilchos Sukkah, he brings that Gemara and he says that the Pshat is a base kibbul asil l'malais is a base kibbul, and therefore it's Mekabel Tumah. And in Hilchos Kelim, he says very clearly, in Beis Kibbul is not a Beis Kibbul, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So Rabbi Kivengi in the Gilyan Hashas is Mitzayin the Shvus Yankov Chelek Al Simul HaMegimel, and he asks these kashas, the kasha from the Taisus and Shabbos, the kasha on the Rambam, and he wants to taina the way on the Rambam, it doesn't stem with Taisus, that maybe when the Rambam says in Hilchos Sukkah that it's a Beis Kibbul, it's because occasionally it's taken out. It's not always going to be Malay, like the Teretz that Taisus was Matcha. The Maisha, the Malay Arayim in Shabbos says, the Rambam is Mamish Namash that way. The Rambam says, Stam, it's a base kibbul, Asal Amalas, it's called a base kibbul. It's a Pella. So there's a Teretz in the Achrayim, it's from the Malay Arayim there on Shabbos in Aruch Haner here, that according to Teretz, that when you have a base kibbul, it's Asal Amalas, do you want to know if it's a base kibbul? It depends. Before you mamali it, it's a base kibbul. After you mamali it, it's not a base kibbul. Very simple. Agamar bechitz in the keveis, it's not attached to the metal. And you know why? Because when you put in the metal, then of course you can't use it for stock for a new reason. Because even machitzim zecharim, because it's a base yad for the metal. It becomes a kli matris, and the chetz is a base yad for the metal part, and it's makabel tumah. Al karchach the Gemara here by the chitzim scharim and the chitzim the kevis means before you put in the metal. Before you put in the metal, it's a base kibbul, even though it's asli l'malais, but it's a base kibbul. After you put in the metal, it's no longer a base kibbul. Now it's permanently filled in. That's not called a base kibbul. That's the teretz in achreinim geshmak. And the stipler brings it down. And the stipler says, but I don't understand. When you have a base kibbul which is not meant for Kabbalah, that's not called the base kibbul. As I say in the Rush, you know, our bamboo that we use has a base kibbul. You can put things in it. It's hollow. But it's kasha for skach. We all use it. Why? Because it's not nasa l'kabbalah. If a base kibbul is not intended to ever be filled, that's not called the base kibbul. So here, why would the base kibbul by the chetz nekeva be called nasa l'kabbalah? If you're telling me that a kibbul that's deal olam is not called Kabbalah, so before you put it in, what's it intended for? It's not intended for anything else. It's intended for one thing, to put in the chetz. And putting in the chetz is not called Kabbalah. It's lamalos. So what's Shannon Achrayim is saying such a geshmak eteretz, that a base kibbul before you fill it up is called a base kibbul, and after you fill it up, it's not. But if after you fill it up, it's not. So what's? Why? How can you call it Ayman the Kabbalah? It's Ayman for something which you're calling is not Kabbalah. As I make the stipler. So like the stipler of Meir the Kateritz. The din that a Kli Eitz has to be at the Kabbalah is, you learn that from Sak. And the Gemara's Lashon is that Sak is Metalto Molei Verekam. Sak, you could move it when it's full. You could also move it when it's empty. And that's why a Kli Eitz has to be dumi the sack. It has to be something which you can move when it's full and when it's empty. So it has to be something which has a base kibbul that you can fill up and move it when it's full and also move it when it's empty. Now a base kibbul asal amalis, which one is it missing? Is it missing that you can't move it when it's full or you can't move it when it's empty? So like the stipler, it's missing you can't move it when it's empty. You can move it when it's full, it's full. But you're never going to move it when it's empty. So that's the pshat of beis kibbul, asli l'malas, it's loish mei beis kibbul, not because you can't move it when it's full. It's not because it's not metalto mole. It's because it's not metalto reikam. So if it doesn't have a beis kibbul at all, that means it's not metalto mole. If it has a beis kibbul and it's filled up, it is metalto mole. It's just not metalto reikam. Oh, so before you fill it up, now it's metalto reikam, right? because you didn't fill it up, you're metaltal, and now it's Rekam. It's also metaltal male, because it's aimed to fill up and be metaltal male. So once you fill it up, it's no longer aimed to metaltal Rekam. So now it's not Mekabel Tumah. It's only metaltal male, it's not metaltal Rekam. But before you fill it up, what are you saying? If filling up is not called Kabbalah, so why is it called Asa LeKabbalah? Filling it up is called metaltal male. It's asa to be metaltal male. It's also asa to be metaltal rekam, because until you fill it up, it's metaltal rekam. It's good. If you have something which is never aimed for any kabbalah, so it's not asa metaltal male, you'll never fill it up. So that's why it's not aimed with the sack. But here you're going to fill it up. So it's asa metaltal male. And until you fill it up, it's asa metaltal rekam. So till you fill it up, you can metaltal male verekam. Once you fill it up, you taka ki metaltal mali v'narekam. That's the stipulous teres of Gvaldiga texts. So the kitzer, the teres to the stira, then here we find the beis kibbul asul malas is called the beis kibbul. And other places we find it's not, is that until you mamali it's called the beis kibbul, afterwards it's not. And the teres to the stipulous kasha, that if it's not aimed to be a beis kibbul, so it's not called aimed la kabbalah, it's aimed for kabbalah. It's aimed to metaltal mali. But once you fill it up, now it's no longer aimed metaltal rekam. But till you fill it up, it could be both metaltal rekam. Until you fill it up, mali. After you fill it up, so right now it's mekabel tumah. And now let's go back to the Gemara says, Amram b'chana mebechana sicha ben yisei pishtam psula. You use pishtan fibers, flax. It's psula, and why is it psula? Why is it nisei pishtam mekabel tumah? Rashi says it's really letame binigon. Tosfos says a whole lot, because does it have to be spun in order to be metame binigon? Could it be metame binigon when it's fibers? It says ko bis derabanan al kopanim. But we see from the sugya gavaldig chedish that something that's roi to mekabel nedom is also called roi lekabel tumah. And the stipula means then a mishnah in olos by chaitzus of nei atumah. When you have an oil being mafsik by an ace, so if the oil is mekabel tumah, it can be chaitzis, and the tumah can get through the oil. Called over mekabel tumah nechaitzif nei atumah. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Olos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, that shesi the eriv, that threads that are mekabel the hamenugon, which have already a neged tzaras in them, enem chaitzisim. If you have threads which are have tzaras, they are menugon. They already have tzaras, they can't be chaitzitz. It sounds like threads that don't have tzaras, the fact that they're roi to get tzaras is not enough to be called mekabel tumah. If they already have tzaras, then it's called that the tameh and the davar tameh can't be chaitzitz. But the fact that they're roi to get tzaras, that doesn't make it a davar ha-mekabel tumah that it can't be chaitzitz if they are tumah. So in fact, this naipla, how come by schach we say even before it gets the neged it's called avrim mekabel tumah, and by chatzis of neyatumah we say till it gets the neged it's not called avrim mekabel tumah? He says why takenat? So he says the teretz is because as is it's not roi lekabel tumah. Something has to change, a neged has to come, which is a ishtanus to make it be roi lekabel tumah. So how come by schach you don't say that? Chazak the snipe, I'll tell you, because schach you learn that from seilas gerim v'yekev. Has to be dumit to pseilas goyim v'yekev. Pseilas goyim v'yekev can't be mekabel tumah even with the hishtanis. So mele, anything that's mekabel tumah even on your day hishtanis is also not dumit to pseilas goyim v'yekev. Now shenge in the din of davra mekabel tumah ain't a chaitzif nea tumah, that's a pshanis because tumah can't be chaitzif of nea tumah. If right now it's not roi mekabel tumah, it means the hishtanis, so it's not called the davra tumah, it can be chaitzif nea tumah. But schach has a different gather of Kabbalah's Tumah. It has to be Dumit to Pseilas Garim V'yekem, which can't even be Mekabel Tumah Yidei Hashtanis. See, also, to look another interesting Shaila. He says, the Gemara says in Chul and Daf Kuf Chav Tes, if you have a house that you put on it Zroim to make a roof out of Zroim, so those Zroim are no longer an Eichel. And the Gemara's Mavur there, and those drum are no longer an eichel, and those drum can be metame tumas negoim. That means if the house becomes a bias hamenuga, the drum also become an avatuma, they become part of the bias hamenuga. As I state in the Gemara in Chulin, so if that's true, If you would have a house and the roof caves in, bayis shenivcha shesich al gabo, like it says. So the bayis could be mekabotum as the gun. A sukkah maybe can't, they're different, you need avonim and eitzim and offer, you need a whole thing, what you need for a house in mekabel tumas negon. But you have a house, pashas, most houses in mekabel tumas negon. Vayish shenifchus is sikh agab, if it works. Why do you say that the schach is mekabel tumah? Because if the house would get tumas negon, the schach would also become tumas. We were that way in the Gemara in Chulin. So the Stifle says, but Erich can have the same teretz. Because like we're saying, whether it's called mekabel tumah or not, you have to look to Pseilus Gair V'yakev. Pseilus Gair V'yakev could be a roof of the house and be mekabel tumah as the gom agav of the house. So what's the chil between that and anitzei pishtan? Anitzei pishtan can mekabel tumah through her ishtanas on its own. A roof of the house, Pseilus Gair V'yakev, their roof of the house, yeah. They could be mekabel tumah as the gom, but not if they get a neger, only if the house gets a neger. It needs a house for that. So you're using Pseilus Gair V'yakev as your standard. So that's why Legabe Tumas Nigei Begadim. So Pseilus Gair V'yakev can't have Nigei Begadim. That means nothing can happen to the Pseilus Gair V'yakev to make it Tamei. So Menela, anything that if something happens to it, it becomes Tamei, like Anitzei Bishtan, can be used as Rach. But to have something that happens to something else to make it Tamei, like becoming a roof to a house, that can happen to Pseilus Gair V'yakev also. He's marich a lot more about it, but that's the Teich and Dvarav that's negated to us.